This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Let's meet our next guest.
Our next guest has lived a life most of us could only dream of. Over 300 test wickets, World Cup winner, one of the fastest bowlers on the planet, bass guitarist in a rock band, and he bowled bouncers at Piers Morgan.
It's like pitching one in my heart.
Please welcome Brett Lee.
Oh, what a superstar this man is. Great man to boot and a Toyota ambassador. We're going to get to the Toyota Good for Life cricket raffle shortly, but he joins us from India. B. Lee, welcome.
As I should say, gentlemen, namaste, all the way from India. How are we?
Namaste to you too, Binger, whatever that means. Now, how are you going? You must love this, travelling the world, commentating cricket, and you love India, don't you?
I do love India. I tell you what, if you guys want a rush hour, come and spend an over here in Mumbai. That'll give you a seriously good rush hour. Nah, it's awesome over here covering the IPL, so it's been a lot of fun.
Just looking at the standings for the IPL, B. Lee, and we've got special interest. I mean, there are Aussie players everywhere, but got a couple of Aussie coaches, and they're at either end of the spectrum at the moment. The Lucknow Super Giants, which JL's coaching, a third on the standings, but Punter's Mob, I don't even want to say it, are 1-4 and at the bottom of the table.
Wow.
They are. The Delhi Capitals are on 2 points, as you correctly said, 5 games and only 1 win. So, look, hopefully I actually picked Delhi to be in my top four this year. So hopefully they'll get moving along surely and, you know, get a couple of wins on their belt.
Hey, B, you can't say enough to people who love cricket that you've got to, and I haven't done it myself because of the timing with the footy season, but tell us what it's like to be in a place like Bangalore when Virat Kohli's playing or, you know, MS Dhoni's home ground. What is it like to be in a packed house to watch those superstars play in the IPL?
Look, it's chaotic. You know, you think about playing in different venues. There's one venue over here that houses 120,000 people. And there's probably about 100,000 people waiting to get in as well. So, as an example, yesterday I was in Mumbai. It was the Mumbai Indians taking on RCB. And there's about 10,000 people waiting outside your hotel. You know, they're just waiting to get a glimpse of Kohli or whoever it might be from different teams or Hardik Pandya. And they've got the two buses parked at the front, all stickered up. So you can imagine all the fans getting in front of the bus and getting photos. It's different, Jim. You know, we obviously see what happens at the G in Sydney Cricket Ground, but it's a different comparison. You just can't fathom how many people love sport over here. And 1.5 billion people that love cricket, it's a pretty good combination.
What about yourself? They'd all want to see Binger too, I reckon.
Course.
Photos and signatures, Bing.
Put a hat on, some sunnies, mate, and just go for a walk, get some vitamin D, go try, Billy. No, look, it's great. You know, over here, I've actually brought up a record. So it's my 30th year of coming to India.
Gee.
So a number of passports I've been through. Yeah, I love it. The hospitality and the people, they're so kind and you get treated like a king.
Now, Jim, I had a look up. I know it's a drip tray pub type of question.
Yes.
But the 10 fastest bowlers in cricket history, okay?
Yep. Yep.
So, Binger, you can just say yes or no. But Shoaib Akhtar, this is fastest bowlers in cricket history. Shoaib Akhtar, 161.3. Second and third, second, was Sean Tate, Brett Lee, 161.1. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they clocked it as. So, the thing was, facing Shoaib Akhtar, he was quick.
Mm.
And I remember I came on a hat-trick once in Sharjah and he bowled an in-swinger. It was a beamer. Hit me in the hip, missed my thigh pad and rib guard. I felt like I'd been shot.
Oh. Mate,
I thought, B, that the big schloon, Sean Tate, had bowled something clocked at 163 in Perth in a T20 game, but clearly that is wrong. But he, live to me, I've never, because he had no idea where the ball was going. So that makes him even more dangerous.
The big wild thing, like he was rapid. So, you know, we actually spoke about it a number of years ago. And for me growing up, you know, the world record was 160.45 by Tomo.
Yep.
Excuse me. And we had always wanted to achieve that dream and we'd spoken about it. And for us both to go past 160 Ks, how much further you go, how high is the ceiling? I mean, to achieve that dream for both of us was pretty special.
Well, and Tomo would say that he bowled at 170. They just didn't have
180.
180.
Well,
it gets quick. It's like GST, mate. It gets quicker every year.
Jeffrey Robert hit the sight screen, he reckons, with a bouncer. Yep. But anyway, Brett Lee, 161.1 versus New Zealand in Napier in 2005. Probably bowling against Ross Taylor. He played every game, I reckon, I've ever seen New Zealand play. Can you remember Napier and bowling that quick?
Yeah, I do. Just those days, and it's like you know, when you go back to sporting careers and different eras, and I guess different categories. It's there's days where you just feel on, and this day I felt on. You know, the wind was over my right shoulder, the sun was shining. I had a good opportunity to land on the front crease and get some grip, and it just felt good. So, but the hardest thing, boys, is when you know you're hitting up close to 160. You have to go and get a massage at night because my neck was buggered because I kept looking up the bloody side screen to see how quick I was bowling.
Not bad. Is there a young bloke over there now from India that's bowling really quick?
Yeah, there is. A gentleman called Mayank Yadav.
Right.
He bowled 156.7 Ks an hour. Unfortunately, next game he did his side.
Oh.
But look out for him. He's early 20s. He's got good pace. I still think he's got a few Ks up his sleeve too, Jimmy. But the one thing for him, he's just got to get fit, and I reckon he'll play a big role for India in the future.
Now, I don't know what, because I'm at Marvel getting ready for Friday Night Football B, so I'm not in the studio. Are we having a break and coming back, or we're just keeping on going?
We're going to a break here. We'll
be back.
Break.
All right. Hang around, please, the great B. Lee. More to come with the champion next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, that's it. I did a lot of work, Dad. I just couldn't give a
Brett Lee, yes, who is Toyota ambassador and supporter of the Toyota Good for Cricket raffle, which broke its fundraising record of raising $1 million for local cricket clubs.
Wow. Oh, that is ridiculous, Brett Lee. Well done to you and everyone concerned. That's amazing.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's a great initiative that Toyota do. You know, the Good for Cricket raffle. So anyone that plays for a local club, and we know it's generally all people that donate their time, and we want to make sure that boys and girls have got the opportunity, I guess, that we had, Jimmy, growing up, and chance to hopefully go on to play first-class cricket. But what they do is they have a Good for Cricket raffle, and every single dollar goes back into their club to support their local club. And, yeah, to raise over $1 million for going back to our local clubs is incredible.
That is incredible. Really multifaceted, by the way, B. Lee Willis.
What does that
not
mean?
Not only does the incredible commentary, yes, and then the Toyota ambassador, also the Sydney Brew Company.
Oh.
And these were beers that were dropped into the Triple M commentary box during the summer. And I'm telling you right now,
good,
well worth a visit. A beautiful drop. So we appreciated that. And also, of course, the front man. Well, the old sweet cheeks, Richard Cheekwee thinks he is, but Brett Lee's actually the front man of Six and Out and four big shows during the summer, B.
Yeah, we did the ESPY in Melbourne, ooh, which is a great pub.
Yeah.
We did the RSL at Paddington, across the road from the SCG, after the Sydney test. We did the Gov in Adelaide, another great pub.
Yes.
And then the Bridge back in Sydney, where all the local and international bands play for, you know, like the Angels and Screaming Jets alike. And we love it, mate. We play for fun.
Well, speaking about the Screaming Jets, before I get to them, our great mate Brad McNamara, the guitarist, my understanding is you're moving him further and further off the stage and actually unplugging, yep, his guitar, so he's just standing there. But speaking of the Screaming Jets, we just went to gather round for all the games played in Adelaide B for the AFL.
Oh, yeah.
And one night I went to see my wife in the bar, and sitting with her was Katie Gleeson, who's the much, yep, better half of Dave Gleeson. And I was reminding her of a night that you and I caught up with Gleeson. I reckon it was in Brisbane. And we'll just hit this for a start, Leroy.
Oh, here we go. Jim.
So at this stage, Fat, the personality tablets had kicked in,
yeah,
certainly
had,
with me.
You'd had a couple.
So, and B's actually a very accomplished musician, so he and Gleeso are chatting. And I said, Gleeso, I reckon I can do on this dinner table
the drum
intro to Better.
Oh, no. You
so I'm getting my hands and I'm giving to the ding, bat, ding, bat, ding, bat, and B and Gleeso are looking at me like, what do you think you're doing? And Gleeso turned to me, beat in, and said to me, don't give up your day job, even though I don't know what that
he
is.
Did. He did, mate. But you know what? It's a really hard intro because it's almost like it goes to a double kick drum at the start there. And if you're slightly off, it just wrecks up the whole intro. But, mate, you know what, Jimmy? I love the commitment from you, mate.
Who is in Six and Out? Cheekwee, yourself, Shane, brother Shane?
Brother Shane, Gavin Robertson and Brad McNamara.
Oh, there you go.
And my little brother Grant, who's got all the musical talent in the family.
Oh, there you go. Oh, beautiful.
In fact, they were getting bloody thousands in, big houses, big crowds.
Well, even had some of the players come along and watch a binger.
Yeah, we did in Adelaide. We had the entire Australian cricket team. So someone, I don't even know what we charged for a ticket. I'd give them away, to be honest. But they paid their $30 and they got to meet the entire Australian cricket team. So that was a pretty good gig for them.
They were all good, well behaved.
Oh, of course. Of course, Billy.
Always are. Hey, we love what you do, mate. I know you're very busy over in India covering the IPL. We look forward to that tournament wrapping up and seeing you back in Oz and a massive summer here with the Indian team, Team India coming, which will be superb.
Yeah, likewise, boys, and love the rush hour. Always love listening in.
Good on you. Bing Ali, what a star.
Oh, man, champion.
Superstar. It is the rush hour on Triple M with two other superstars. JB and Bill.
Oh, us, yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.